All right, this is the first ever airtime podcast. Pressing record. And Leo, are you there?
Yes, I am. I must admit, I'm almost a bit nervous. This is a completely new format.
Yes, we've taken to some new technology. We've embraced the podcast world. We're not gonna step on any toes at Kitesurf 365. This is simply updates about Woo and the Woo community. I hear some bells in the background, Leo.
Yes, that's actually Arlen. I know we cannot have these bells on the podcast, so we're going to have to do this again. Okay, let's try this again.
All right, take two. Leo, coming at you from the United States, calling over to Europe. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Great. Well, we're excited to try something new here. We're experimenting with audio to give you guys something to listen to while you're driving to or from your kite session. And we've got a lot of news right now at Woo. We've got the 4.0 product is almost out the door, and we've been working on 3.0. So let's start this week with probably the windiest day I've ever seen on video, coming to you from the Netherlands. What was the scene like there, Leo?
It was just crazy. I mean, I've seen some footage, particularly from Martin Hager, former world record holder on Woo. He was out trying to get out at Wyken Zee and just has some absolutely mental footage. It was crazy. I watched the news this morning in Germany on the German internet site, and I found some of his videos. He must have really hit a mark there, so maybe he's veering off into a new career, but it was absolutely crazy. I've heard it was the strongest wind ever measured in July in Holland, or something like this, but, you know, an all-time kind of deal.
Wow.
And yeah, everything, it looked like, you know, it looked like a tornado went through, like, you know, roads were completely covered with green leaves and branches, and just, it was very, very hectic.
I feel like I know how the story ends. And Jamie Overbeek was the highest jumper.
Yes, Jamie had, I think, a 32.3, if I remember correctly. Actually, there was a bunch of guys out a little bit later on Workham. I think 80 knot gusts. So absolutely crazy.
That's cool. Well, the main thing we want to talk about today is the two big projects right now at Woo, which is one, keeping the 3.0 fresh for everyone, keeping it working correctly. And we had a big breakthrough yesterday. I heard on the team call this morning that you guys kind of finally figured out one of the main bugs that has been popping up for people. The problem, if you're experiencing it, involves missing some jumps with the Woo sensor.
Yeah, that one was a particularly nasty booger. It's problems are good problems in my eyes as soon as you understand what is happening. They're a big and bad problem when you don't understand what's happening. And when you're tapping in the dark, and that's been the case for us for a long, long time, we weren't able to reproduce it. And that's frankly the reason why I drove up from Austria to Holland, why Juan, our developer, flew in from Spain, and why we got Timo Martin, I guess the most active Woo kiter ever, to come down to Holland as well. So we could finally really, really hone down on it, send him out with 12 Woos for 5 hours and reproduce the issue. And with that, we succeeded. So we now know what the issue is. We now know what the problem is, and we can get to it. It's still not solved, but again, we're major step further and big step forward. And again, it's been frustrating for us because we feel like we are here to serve the community. And over the past months, users had some issues with their Woo devices where it would stop recording jumps. And again, we were frustrated as hell because we couldn't reproduce it. But thanks to Timo, thanks to Juan, and thanks to some windy days in Holland, we finally got to it.
That's great.
Yep. So for my words, once again, you know, a few words of apology. We're really sorry that this happened and it existed. We did everything we could and it took us a little bit longer than we wanted to, but we're getting there.
Yep. So look out for an update coming up. You'll see a firmware update that will alleviate the problem once the new software can be tested and confirmed that it works.
Right. And I think with that update, and that's a little nugget I can throw in there, we will also be shipping a little bit of an improvement for the Apple Watch connectivity for Woo 3.0. So Woo 3.0 will soon be working normally again, and we will have even better features and connectivity on it.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Next major topic. We have, for the last few months, we've had pre-orders available for the Woo 4.0. Mm-hmm. And I know this has been your big project. There's a lot of little pieces in there that have to work for the 4.0 to be bulletproof, as we've claimed. And we learned this week that one of our suppliers isn't providing us with top-notch parts. So what's the latest there?
Yeah, it's batteries. It's something that we've talked about in many of the emails that we've sent, that we're much more strict on quality controls, on what we accept in our product. A lot of the problems that we had in the past with Woo 3.0, 2.0, and 1.0 were related to that. It's never that the design is good. It's that some parts of the design just aren't as specified. And so we caught, as we were gearing up for mass production, we caught that a batch of batteries actually has problems, or something that could lead to problems. And so we rejected it. It's something that frustrated the hell out of us and annoys us and makes us feel like we're letting our customers down a bit, because obviously everybody's waiting on their 4.0s, but we do feel it's absolutely the right decision to reject this batch, to take the safe road, and make sure that we ship a quality product that will likely include a little bit more of a delay in shipment. We don't yet exactly know how to mitigate the issue, but for now the batch is rejected, and we need to work on multiple fronts to make sure that we have quality batteries in our product. So we're not yet sure exactly on implications and ramifications on time, but you know, we're moving as fast as we can. And even our supplier is, you know, kind of all hands on deck on solving this issue. So we're confident that it'll be rather quick and you know, a matter of perhaps a few weeks. That's to be seen. But this is why we have this beautiful new format, right? Because we can jump on next week, and I can update everyone on the progress on where everything stands.
Right. Well, thanks, Leo. I know the last thing we were trying to figure out was the name for this little audio experience. We came up with Airtime, two on the nose, kind of fun. We'll call it Airtime for now.
Yes, we'll call it Airtime for now. But our hope is that we can tap into the community, and I'm sure there'll be some really, really good ideas popping up. So we may have a new name pretty soon, huh?
I feel like two bros getting a podcast is not the news here. The news is you get updates about Woo on your phone in the podcast app. So look out for more. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. And I want to say thank you once more to all the users, all the patients we received with the issue we had with 3.0. Also, thank you to Timo for driving down from Germany to help us find this nasty booger so we can finally eliminate it.
Big ups to Timo. Thank you, Timo.
Thank you.
All right. See you next week.
See you next week. Thank you, everyone.